The Hot Show with Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Yeah. Tickling those ivories. Actually, that's an organ. No, that's a piano.
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead.
What?
As we followed in the dance.
It's weird. It sounds like someone's making a mistake. I hear the crack, crack. That. It's like a half a horn.
Between the parted pages.
Imagine your boyfriend telling you this. Like, have you gone mad?
I'm not even listening to the lyrics. I don't even know what he's saying.
You should.
This music's weird.
The Gothic Park is melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain.
Someone left the cake out in the rain.
Basically,
this guy made a cake, and he lost the recipe, and now he's pissed because it rained on his cake.
He
spent hours in the kitchen.
That makes no difference as to him finding the recipe or not. Even if the cake still existed, it would have been eaten and it'd be gone.
But he made it for this one occasion.
No, but he still couldn't make it again. The recipe's gone. It's not like he was going to save a piece and take it down to the lab and analyze it. It's done. You can't make it ever. And you know what? If you're having a picnic and it starts raining, bring your fucking food in.
It sounds like he's got like a big wedding type cake.
Oh my god, wedding cake's so delicious. I want to buy a wedding cake just for myself to eat. Love it.
Let's go on a wedding taste test. We heard! Quit complaining, it's over.
Yeah, you baked it, I got it. Who wrote this song and thought, oh, these lyrics are brilliant?
Is it an analogy, or is he really just pissed that he left his cake on the rain?
I hope so, but what is it an analogy for?
I bet you he wishes he ran into one of those gazebos now.
Maybe it's a relationship.
You don't want to pay a deposit for one of those picnic shelters, and now look what happened.
What if... I'm trying to work it out now. Your relationship kind of went bad, but he doesn't know how to fix it? Maybe?
Could be, and he lost the recipe.
Yeah, because he doesn't know what to do with it anymore, and it's just ruined.
And it took him so long to get to that point where it
was
good.
Well, listen, we've been together for 5 years, and it's falling apart, and I don't know how to make it right again.
And it's going to be a long time before I got to find a girl like that again.
The funny thing is, you feel that way, but really, yeah, you'll find one tomorrow.
Tell this guy, he's just crying over some cake.
This happened 30 years ago. This guy's dead.
I will drink the wine while it is warm and never let you catch me.
Is this a 70s song?
Yeah.
Okay, because it sounds like a 70s song.
Say late 60s or 70s.
And after all,
it sounds like this should be the opening to a shitty 70s movie.
After all the lows in my
and his vocals are like way down in the mix, too. Like, the producer's like, I don't think people want to hear the lyrics. How about we just turn them down a little bit?
I'm in agreement. The singing is
he's killing himself.
It's the weak point of this song, so bring up the music. What? He's killing himself over fucking cake?
He's drowning in cake batter.
I hope he's at least a baker. I mean, you're going to go that far. I hope that's your, you know, living.
Check the weather report next time you go to the fucking park, dude.
Why would you keep an eye on the food?
Yeah, you can tell if it rains, it's about to rain. It's not like rain just comes out of nowhere.
Well, there are freak storms sometimes. Give him a break. But could you be this guy's friend? And he's just bitching, crying, and moaning over a cake? I'm like, shut up, man. It's a cake.
I told you I have to go to the park. It was raining.
Like, I mean, you don't have the recipe anymore, but, I mean, don't you kind of have a memory? I think you could figure it out.
It's cake. How complicated could it be?
Some sugar, some flour, I don't know. Frosting was involved.
Maybe put some weed in it. That's why he's so pissed.
That was my whole stash. Oh, yeah, oh, it's boy. Picking up. Oh, different story. You made a new cake.
I made a new cake now.
Found the recipe on Google.
Even though Google didn't exist back then, probably.
I invented Google so I could find the recipe to my
cake. He gave up on making cakes, and now he's a computer guy. Song over? What's going on?
This is one of the songs like 8 minutes long. It's a musical interlude. And the
cake. Do you need a musical interlude during your music? It's like, let's cut this movie short because we're going to have another movie in between. Now back to the movie.
This is the studio manager just jacking off.
Literally.
We can sing our own lyrics now.
You know what? That's why I hate when we see like live music where like there's like a drum solo or something or a guitar solo. I don't want to hear any solos.
We're all impressed. You can play drums.
Yeah. You know what? Just let's hear the song. I don't need an extra 5 minutes tacked on. And the thing is, once he goes back into the music, I'm sure it's just going to be the exact same lyrics.
It's going to slow down. Like, this upbeat numbers, it doesn't go to the rest of the song.
It's going to go back to what was in the beginning. He might as well just be cut and paste. All right, take what we had in the beginning, I'll put it here. Oh, are we slowing down?
Someone left the cake out in the rain.
Same fucking stuff. You don't need those 3 minutes. And you know when it first came out, they cut all that out.
Do you think his whole album was food-oriented?
Someone left the pie out in the rain.
Well, listen, you're not going to hit rain again. Maybe somebody left your sandwich out in the sun, and so the bread's all hard, and the salami's all, like, weird.
Someone sat in my meatloaf I left on the bench.
That's got background singers. Oh,
they're,
no!
They're bad, too.
Oh, no! I wanted cake and ice cream!
I mean, this is a horrible song.
Worst song ever, in my opinion.
I'm sure they're worse, but this is pretty bad. The crescendo. Brilliant. HotshotWizKids.com. Horrible music.